This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Hundreds of millions of dollars have been pouring into today's runoff election in Georgia, which will determine how big a voting bloc Democrats have in the Senate. The money is from both political parties and outside so-called dark money groups. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that.
The Georgia Senate showdown between incumbent Senator Raphael Warnock, a Democrat, and his Republican challenger Herschel Walker is now the most expensive race of the 2022 midterm election, according to Open Secrets, a nonprofit that tracks political spending.
As of right now, we've seen more than $425 million going to total spending.
Anna Masolia is the editorial and investigations manager at Open Secrets. She says much of that money comes from super PACs. They can raise and spend unlimited amounts of money. Masolia says they have to disclose their donors, but sometimes those super PACs also get contributions from so-called dark money groups, and they can keep the source of their money a secret.
We're seeing a lot of gray money spending where some of the donors are disclosed or there are layers of opacity.
Masolia says right now, Warnock is winning the money race, raising more than twice as much cash as Walker. Charles Bullock is a political science professor at the University of Georgia. He says incumbent senators like Warnock have a built-in advantage.
Because they've established relationships with potential contributors during the course of their work in the Senate, and then contributors know that incumbents usually win.
Both candidates in the runoff are spending lots of money getting out the vote. Andra Gillespie, a political scientist at Emory University, says that's expensive, even if the people knocking on doors are volunteers.
You have to give them the materials. You have to outfit them with T-shirts. You have to pay to feed them.
Gillespie is seeing the stepped-up get-out-the-vote efforts firsthand. She lives and votes in Atlanta. She got a handful of text messages reminding her to vote before the general election. Now she says both sides are bombarding her. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.